Well, hello and welcome to the Buckmaster Show, broadcasting from the Green Things Sokolo Village Studios. It's Thursday, September 1st. I'm Ben Buehler-Garcia, normally the host of American Warrior Radio, heard Saturdays at noon right here on KVOI, sitting in for Bill. It's always more fun when listeners interact. Give us a call on the Buckmaster Live Line, presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. That number is 790-2040. 21 years ago, our nation was attacked. It's our duty to never forget those who bravely rushed toward danger and, in many cases, certain death, to rescue those trapped in the World Trade Center towers and the Pentagon. A local foundation is committed to doing just that. Each year, they host a series of events to memorialize the first responders who lost their lives on 9/11 and the military families who then bore the burden of the global war on terror. Today, we're going to talk about with some of the key members involved in that effort and a New York firefighter who is trapped in the collapse of the second tower. Joining me as co-host today is Rob Brandt. Rob is a sergeant with the Tucson Police Department, a founding member of the 9/11 Tower Challenge, and president of the 9/11 Tower Challenge Foundation. Rob, welcome to the Buckmaster Show.
Thanks, Ben. Happy to be here with you this afternoon.
Well, thanks for helping me out, because, you know, I don't know much about talk radio, so it's good to have a wingman here.
Yeah, I'll help you out, brother.
Now, Rob, the Tower Challenge is an all-volunteer group that raises funds for first responder and military charities. So far, since they've been incorporated, over $300,000 or so has been raised?
Yeah, I think actually we're probably closer to over $400,000 at this point. And that's been a blessing. The charitable part of it was secondary to our mission of just making sure we don't forget September 11th and all the sacrifices made that day. And both the participants and wonderful sponsors from the Tucson area have really helped it become more than that.
Okay, and each year there is a first responder charity and a military charity. And first up on our guest line here, we're going to talk with one of the recipients of the group, the first responder charities is a recipient there. Our first guest today is Angela Harrell. She's the CEO of the 100 Club of Arizona. Angela, welcome to the Bill Buckmaster Show.
Such a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Angela, tell us about the mission of the 100 Club.
The 100 Club of Arizona exists in order to be the backup for our first responders. So we proudly say that we are the men and women who stand behind the men and women who wear the badge. And our job is to take care of those that are killed in the line of duty or injured. And on the other side, make sure that we're providing equipment and mental health support to be more proactive, to keep them safer in the beginning.
Now, this is an important fundraising event for the 100 Club, Angela, but also you've been a great partner, and I think Rob would agree with us over the years. The 100 Club also manages or administers the tower challenges that take place in Phoenix and Flagstaff as well.
Yes, that's correct. We are truly honored to be a partner with the Tower Challenge Foundation over the years, many years, starting in Tucson and then expanding into the Phoenix and Flagstaff area. And we're glad to carry this event throughout the entire state just to increase accessibility.
Well, tell us about your event up in Phoenix. I mean, the KVOI signal reaches pretty far north. There might be some folks in northern Casa Grande or, you know, Gilbert that might be hearing this. Maybe they want to sign up to do the challenge there in Phoenix.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the beauty is we are hosting ours on 9/10 rather than 9/11. And so if people really wanted to go to Tucson and they were overly ambitious, they could do both if they really wanted to. However, we are hosting it the morning of September 10th, Saturday morning at Gila River Arena. The bonus there is that it's inside in a very cool air-conditioned space. So if you want to come out and get a workout and honor those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice and then also say thank you to those that are still currently serving our communities, you could do that indoor in September, which is hard to imagine.
What do you think, Rob? Maybe next year, a two-for-one ticket for those that want to do the...
Yeah, that's actually a novel idea. We got some people that do this that really are hard charging, and it speaks to their heart to go back-to-back.
Now, do they get two T-shirts and two badges and two challenge coins, or...
If they're willing to sign up for both, we'll probably come up with a special T-shirt for them.
Right. And if by they're really ambitious, they can work in a third up in Flagstaff as well.
Sure. And ladies and gentlemen, 100% of the proceeds from your registrations for all the events we're going to talk about today go to benefit these military and first responder charities. Now, Angela, this is also, 9/11 is kind of personal for you as well, isn't it?
Very, very personal. During that fateful day in 2001, I was actually based in Washington, D.C., working for the State Department and right near the Pentagon. And we actually helped perform evacuations of the surrounding buildings during that day. And it was tough. It was one of the hardest days of my life, not only just being on that peripheral, but tying in that personal aspect. And I'll never forget, you know, running through the buildings and trying to make sure everybody is safe and secure, and or evacuating those that were necessary. And during the evacuations, all I wanted to do was get a phone call out to my loved ones and let them know I'm okay, because the cell phone, the airwaves had been completely shut down. They were overwhelmed. It was gridlock. You couldn't do any external communication. It was amazing what it did to our country on that particular day. But, you know, running through those rooms and doing the evacuation, thinking I have got to at least tell my parents, tell my loved ones I'm okay. And I finally found a landline that I could get out, and I called my mom. And that's what we do, right? We're in crisis, or we're worried about them just as much as they're worried about us. And I called my mom, and I called her by her name because I said, I'm sorry. Instead of mom, I said, is this Joan? And she goes, well, yes, because her voice didn't sound right. And when she heard me say that, she actually thought she was getting that call. She thought she was getting the call saying that there was a problem and someone was calling on my behalf to tell my mom that there was a problem. And then I recognized that what was happening, and I said to her, I go, mom, it's me. And she goes, oh, okay. All right. Go do what you got to do. Okay. Go. You know, but it's in a split second, you realize the impact that something has on the other side of the country to those loved ones, friends, and family that you have all over the world, not just in our nation, but yes, very close to home.
Rob, the Tower Challenge Foundation added an element to the opening ceremonies a couple of years ago, and that is having young men and women who are joining our military take the oath of enlistment there on the field or on the floor during the opening ceremonies, with the idea specifically that young people now that are taking that oath to wear the uniform to protect us abroad or in the police or fire academies now, they weren't born in most cases when the attacks happened.
Absolutely, that's correct, and it's impactful because we forget. It's easy to forget because we've kind of gotten back to our life and normalcy, so to speak. We're still at war. There's still a war on terror. There's still troops in Iraq. There's still troops globally trying to keep us safe from another terrorist attack. We have first responders here at home that are keeping our community safe. I know at every level of law enforcement, there are people specifically working against terrorism threats. And to see young people that are still willing to say, hey, I'm going to do my part and I'm going to keep my country safe. I'm going to make my life have the purpose of keeping my country and my family and my community safe. To see them enlisting and knowing that some of these kids weren't even born when this occurred is very impactful. And it's also very uplifting that we still have a lot of young people that are willing to raise their right hand and take that oath and work hard to keep us safe every day.
Angela, you're much younger than me, but I remember the 60s and the tumultuous 70s with regard to, you know, law enforcement on the home front as well as the troops returning from Vietnam. You see this every day with the families that you're supporting, and I would say I'm trying to think of, since that period in our nation's history, I can't think of a more important time that there be an organization like yours out there supporting these men and women of the fire and law enforcement communities.
Absolutely. And it's kind of hard to imagine, but yes, we remember, like you mentioned, the 60s, and then we talk about 9/11, 2001. And now here we are in a completely different environment. Fortunately, coming out of, at least that's the way I feel, coming out of a place where, you know, we actually have individuals in our own community kind of objecting to law enforcement, objecting to public safety. And there's no more important time than now to continue to say thank you and appreciate those that are serving our communities every day, whether they're in the military or on the law enforcement or firefighting side.
You know, Angela and Rob both, I've been involved in this. I wasn't there at the beginning with Rob and John Galata and some of the folks that started this, but I've been around a while now. And I got to tell you, A, all the proceeds go to benefit wonderful charities like the Hunter Club and Base Camp for Veterans, the more people we're going to be meeting coming up later in the show. But I got to tell you, it's worth the price of admission to just stand there and watch this take place. Angela, I think there's a photo from last year's climb that your folks posted of, I guess he was a canine officer who was doing the climb carrying his dog.
It's incredible. You know, every day we wake up in appreciation of our physical health and well-being, because that is first and foremost. But when you see people coming out, and we worry about how many stairs we can actually do, but when you see people coming out in full turnout gear, including their self-contained breathing apparatus, carrying their canine dogs, wearing their SWAT gear, thinking of how much extra they're doing. And they're doing it because they just want to be part of this sense of community that exists throughout all of Arizona, not only in Tucson, but Phoenix and Flagstaff and all four corners.
Angela, thank you so much. We look forward to working with you for another year. Folks can learn more about your organization by visiting 100club.org, correct?
Absolutely. We are truly honored, and we hope that if you're listening, you'll get out and climb those steps or walk the concourse in whichever area fits you.
And ladies and gentlemen, you can register for all the events we'll be discussing today by visiting 911towerchallengefoundation.org. When we come back, we'll introduce you to Tim Brown. Tim Brown was almost crushed to death underneath the second tower during those 9/11 attacks. This portion of the Buckmaster Show has been presented by Mona's Danish Bakery, located on the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise, home of the famous Danish Kringle. Whether you're planning something for Labor Day weekend or you just want an everyday treat, Mona should be part of the equation. Orders can be placed online at monasdanishbakery.com, or why not just stop by for their daily breakfast specials. Their hours are Tuesday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Sundays from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. monasdanishbakery.com. New York firefighter Tim Brown coming up here on the Buckmaster Show. Stick around.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Buckmaster Show listeners know that I'm passionate about travel. When I'm ready to take off on a new adventure, my air travel begins and ends at Tucson International Airport. TUS is nonstop for our community and Southern Arizona. So remember, to fly local, fly Tucson. Tucson International is nonstop for Tucson. More at flytucson.com.
Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary. Home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org. Delivering a $2 billion voter-approved regional transportation plan involves complex policy, legal, and financial matters. The Regional Transportation Authority is open to answering any questions you have about delivery of the current RTA 20-year plan or about the development of a new regional transportation plan for the next 20 years. Contact the RTA at info@rtamobility.com.
The way we vote in Pima County is changing. Are you ready? The League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson invites you to visit ReadySetVoteTucson.com to learn about new vote centers for easier in-person voting, new voting districts, and changes to the early voting list. Get ready to vote at ReadySetVoteTucson.com. Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson. That's ReadySetVoteTucson.com. Get ready to vote.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from the Green Things Socola Village Studios. If you'd like to interact, give us a call on the Buckmaster Live Line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. That number is 790-2040. Ben Bueller-Garcia and Tucson Police Department Sergeant Rob Brandt from the 9/11 Tower Challenge sitting in for Bill today. Joining us now for this special 9/11 broadcast is retired decorated New York firefighter Tim Brown. Tim lost a lot of comrades on that day, including his two best friends. He's featured in the award-winning documentary Rebirth. Tim will be the keynote speaker at the 9/11 Tower Challenge Dinner Friday, September 9th. You can get your tickets at 911towerchallengefoundation.org. Tim, welcome to the Buckmaster Show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on. Hello, everyone.
Tim, what a horrible day. You barely escaped. You were, as I understand it, you were in the second tower when it came down or shortly thereafter, and you just did not think you were going to make it out of there.
Absolutely. I was on the sidewalk going back into the South Tower when it collapsed. I was about 20 feet from the door. And I know from my training and experience that you cannot escape. You can never outrun a building collapse. It catches you pretty quickly. So I knew we had to get protected. So I ran into the Marriott Hotel, which was 3 World Trade Center, and the South Tower 2 World Trade Center collapsed on the Marriott, which collapsed around me. And the area where I was when the collapse came through was actually the area that was rebuilt after the 1993 bombing. And when the iron workers from New York rebuilt it, they decided to use very heavy and very big steel as an answer to the terrorists for trying to knock the building down. So those iron workers actually built the cocoon that saved my life. And in the end, I'm a faithful guy, and I believe that God led me there because he had things for me to do still. So I'm one of very, very few firefighters who got out, you know. Many did not.
Tim, and your unit, I guess, and correct me if I use the wrong language, or Rob, feel free to jump in. Maybe a cop knows more about firefighters than I do. But your unit, you responded to the first World Trade Center bombing as well.
Yeah, in 1993. I was there. I climbed the 110 floors in a very heavy, black, dark, toxic smoke environment because all the bomb went off. First of all, the bomb itself was putting off heavy black smoke, but all the vehicles that were in the parking garage were on fire. So that one was a very heavy smoke condition, and I climbed 110 floors in that. My friend Kevin, firefighter from Rescue 1, actually fell into the bomb crater, and he fell like 3 or 4 stories. So we were very lucky that we were able to get him out and that he lived. I went to the 95 bombing with the New York Urban Search and Rescue Task Force in Oklahoma City. We spent 7 nights climbing through the rubble there. Sadly, we didn't find anybody alive in that one. We were also in Atlanta at the Olympics. What year was that? 90. I forget what year. I forget what year.
But, yeah, 1996.
Yeah, I think 96. We were there when that bomb went off. So, it's more than I really ever wanted to do with regard to terrorism and stuff. But, you know, I'm here. I'm happy to be alive. I want to tell the story around the country about the heroes of 9/11, the 343 New York City firefighters, the 37 Port Authority police officers, the 23 NYPD police officers, who all did what my friends did, right? I saw Captain Terry Hatton in the lobby of the North Tower. Terry was 6'4", just this big, big guy. And he yelled my name, and I ran to him, and he wrapped his arms around me, and I wrapped my arms around him. And he kissed me on the right cheek, and he said in my ear, "I love you, brother. I may never see you again." And then after that, after he said that to me, he turned around and he went in the stairwell with his men, and they went up. And that is one example of what all those police officers and firefighters did on 9/11. They chose, they knew they were likely not coming back once they went in those stairwells. They chose to help people they didn't know, even at the expense of their own lives. They chose to fulfill their oath that they had taken. And I call what they did the greatest love, because that's what it says in the Bible. The greatest love is that you give up your life for your neighbor, for someone you don't know. And every one of those heroes chose consciously to do that on 9/11. And we owe it to them, we owe it to their families to fulfill the mantra, never forget.
Tim, I've never been in that kind of situation. Thankfully, I probably never will be, but I thank God every day that there's people like you and Rob and your comrades that are willing to run towards danger so the rest of us can run the other direction. And this may or may not be a fair question, sir, but in retrospect, you were one of them. You, the first tower, I'm guessing, had already come down, and you and those of you who are left knew full well the potential of what you're getting yourselves into. What kind of a person does it take to do that? Or when you're in the situation, all you're focused on is doing your duty and to try and save some lives, and you don't have time to think about it until after it's all over?
So my good friend, Captain Patty Brown, who was a legend in the New York City Fire Department, who was also murdered on September 11th, had one of his sayings. He's very, very well respected and very liked in our job. And he says, when the public needs help, they call us, right? They call the police, they call fire, and we come rushing. When we need help, all we have is each other. And we have that agreement between each other in law enforcement, in fire, that we will never leave our comrade. So if someone is trapped in the first building collapse and you survive, you turn around and you go back and try and find your friends and try and find your colleagues, because all we have is each other. No one else is coming. And we can't leave our comrades alone like that.
Absolutely. Well said, Tim. Hey, it's Rob Brandt with the 9/11 Tower Challenge Foundation. And yes, I'm a police officer, brother. So I know we have our friendly, give and take, but first, I salute your brother for your service and your dedication to saving others, and well said in what you just put out there about our professions. Moving forward, and I will confess to you, I'm a Staten Island boy, so we're from the same neighborhood. I've just been out here longer. I'd like to just touch on some of what you've done since 9/11, since you retired from FDNY. In getting this mission out, you've been a lot of places, and you keep the memory alive and what had happened, and that's so important. And obviously, we have a generation now, several generations, that have come up that really have no idea what 9/11 is, except for when they see some reruns of the towers falling and the events of that day on the History Channel or something. If you were to give them a message, what would it be?
So it would be exactly that. Never forget. And that means a lot, right? That means never forget the heroes, never forget their families, you know, always be there for their families. It means never forget why this happened. Never forget who did it. That's all very important stuff. Never forget how we, our own community, screwed up, because we could have prevented this. Never forget that. You know, and I work with some of these federal groups to ensure that there's seamless transfer of information, because that's a mistake we made back then, where we could have seized on this plot and stopped it from happening. The kids, and now, you know, now is the most important thing, right? Because now our generation is dying off. A lot of the firefighters and police officers who were down there and survived are now dead or dying from 9/11 illness. So our voices are being cut short. So it's really, and this is why I travel. This is why I'm traveling out to the West a little bit more, because I feel the further away from New York you get, the less people know about it, the less people remember. And most people who will hear me speak have never heard from someone who was there before. So it's really important that I get out there, especially for the young people. We're trying to, you know, really educate them and get them to pass the story along. The 9/11 Museum is working on some new educational programs. The Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation is also working.
Hey, Tim, can you hold that thought and we can come back to that after the break?
You got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Buehler-Garcia, Rob Brandt sitting in here on the Bill Buckmaster Show. You can meet Tim. Visit 911towerchallengefoundation.org. He is the keynote speaker at a special pre-event dinner they're hosting on September 9th. It's only $45 per person, and all the proceeds benefit first responder and military charities.
Dine in or take out authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza at Vero Amore, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, and panini are homemade. Using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain in Marana. Plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore, on the web at veroamorepizza.com.
Family owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com.
Are you searching for a sumptuous suite on the Italian Riviera, an exploration of the mighty Mississippi, or an indulgent spa in Cancun? Bon Voyage Travel will help you find exactly the vacation you're looking for anywhere in the world. With many cruises setting sail in over 1,100 hotels and resorts to choose from with our exclusive benefits, Bon Voyage Travel's experienced advisors are here to guide you every step of the way. Visit bvtravel.com or call 797-1110.
The nonprofit Tucson Wildlife Center has been helping injured, sick, and orphan wildlife in southern Arizona since 1999. They're dedicated to the rescue, medical care, and rehabilitation of sick, injured, and orphan wildlife, with the goal of releasing them back to their natural habitat. Around 5,000 animals a year come to them, as they are the only wildlife rescue in southern Arizona. All made possible through donations. They receive no government funding. Please donate at TucsonWildlife.com.
Hi, this is Irene Coppola, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. The BBB sets the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the resource to turn to for the objective, unbiased information on businesses offering national and local consumer services online and in person. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org.
The The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ben Buehler-Garcia and Sergeant Rob Brent sitting in talking about 9/11. Listen, it's if you're ready to see the Labor Day's here, if you're ready to think about your fall planning, visit the good folks at Green Things for your gardening needs. They're located at 3384 East River Road, just west of Brandy Fenton Park. Since 1970, they've been Tucson's go-to place for all things plants. Laura and I love going there and getting our garden ready for the fall. While you're there, don't forget to check out the fine furniture and art at Socolo Village Studios. Explore your options on the web at greenthingsaz.com and socolovillage.com. We're back with Tim Brown. Tim is a decorated, retired New York firefighter who nearly escaped on 9/11, but lost many of his comrades. Tim, remind us again of the numbers just so people don't forget. I mean, we'd love to put faces to all these people, but please give us the numbers.
343 New York City firefighters, 37 Port Authority police officers, 23 NYPD police officers, plus other law enforcement and EMT paramedics. I mean, by far the largest loss of life of first responders in American history. The previous largest loss of life in the New York City Fire Department was 12 decades ago. So this was devastating for us. 100 of them were my friends. It's just breathtaking what happened that day, and then the sheer volume of memorial services and wakes and funerals that we had to go to, making the difficult choices about which of your friends' funerals you were going to miss because you had to go to other friends' funerals and wakes. And all this was happening while we were still digging through the rubble trying to find the remains of our comrades, of our colleagues. And we were also trying to take care of the city of New York with everyday emergencies. Plus we were attacked with anthrax. Plus we had flight 587 crash out of JFK in Queens. All this happened within 60 days in those months after 9/11. In the end, we need to remember those heroes. We need to remember who did it to us and why. We have to remember that our federal government, you know, who is charged with protecting us from these kinds of attacks, needs to work together. The CIA and other intelligence agencies and the FBI need to be seamless. And I'll tell you, to this day, from my involvement, I think we're doing a pretty good job of it right now.
Tim, I've heard you speak before. It's been 21 years now, and I've heard you advise people to be patient in their grief.
Yeah, it's very, very true. It's a difficult lesson that I learned. And when you're in the moment of grief, for everyone who's suffering out there, just hold on, because new life, new love, new beauty comes into your life. And I am a living example of that. I have so many, you know, one of the things that I was terrified of when all my male friends died, these were men of great respect and integrity. And I thought for a long time, probably for a decade afterwards, that I would never meet other men like this. And I'll tell you, I have met some incredible American heroes from our military, from law enforcement, from fire, who are men of the same quality and caliber of my friends who were murdered. And I have this amazing, wonderful life now with new people in it. I'm excited to wake up in the morning. I'm excited about my life while still not forgetting and never stopping talking about my friends and what wonderful lives they led. So for everyone who's suffering out there, you know, one of my friends, and he's public with this, so I can talk about it, Jay Redman, who was a Navy SEAL who got shot 8 times by a machine gun, including one through his face. He survives it. But he relays a story earlier in his career where he was going to get kicked out of the SEALs because of his poor leadership. And after he was told this, he went back to his hooch. And the general told him, I'll give you my decision tomorrow. But he went back to his hooch and he took his pistol and he stuck it in his mouth. And when he looks up onto the shelf next to his hooch, next to his bed, he saw the photo of his wife and kids and his little kids. And he said, what am I doing? What am I doing to them? And he put the gun down. The next day, they didn't kick him out. They made him go to Ranger School, which was a big insult and very hard, but it humbled him. And he got his Ranger tab. He's one of the few SEALs who wore a Ranger tab on his uniform. And it made him a better man and a better person. And talk about coming back from adversity. This guy then gets shot 8 times. He gets shot in the face. He survives. He goes through 43, I think, surgeries. And now he's out on the road and he has a wonderful family and he's happy. And he becomes one of my new friends, one of my new male friends who is of the quality of my friends who were killed. So I'm excited about life. I tell people just hang on, man. Just give it some time. 1 foot in front of the other, 1 minute after another, and let the beauty of life happen to you.
Tim, I tell you what, we are so grateful that you agreed to come out and spend some time with us here in Tucson, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks very much for having me on. Nice talking with you guys.
Our pleasure.
Thanks, Tim.
Ladies and gentlemen,
thanks.
Tim Brown doesn't charge anything for these visits. He's actually making a circuit. He's going to do an event in Idaho, down to Phoenix, and the event here in Tucson. You can hear more and meet Tim Brown on Friday, September 9th, 5:30 at the Site 17 Event Center. Tickets are only $45. They include dinner, a couple drinks, live entertainment. Of course, Tim's presentation, some pretty very cool silent auction items. Right, Rob, you got some good stuff lined up?
Absolutely. I encourage people to come out. We are looking forward to a great evening, and you're definitely going to get your money's worth. But more importantly, if you're passionate about not forgetting 9/11, September 11th, and all the sacrifices made, you want to meet a true life hero that was there that day, please come out. All the money raised does go to our beneficiaries, charitable organizations that support both the first responder community and the military, and it'll be a night to remember, I promise you.
Well, and speaking of beneficiaries, our next guest we've got on the line here at the Bill Buckmaster Show is a relatively new organization that's helping veteran families. And I got to tell you, Rob, I'm very excited about this. They've got a very cool program going on right here in Southern Arizona. And so let's start off. Welcome to the Bill Buckmaster Show. We've got the two co-founders, correct me if I'm wrong, of Base Camp for Veterans, Deborah Plum and Theo Windisch. Deborah and Theo, welcome to the Bill Buckmaster Show.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Wow, guests in stereo, Rob. That's kind of
pretty cool.
Pretty high tech.
Pretty cool.
Deborah, so let's start off with you, and we've got about 2 minutes about a minute for the first break. But Deborah, give us a real quick summary of what Base Camp for Veterans does, and then when we come back after the break, I want both of you to tell more about how cool it is what you're doing.
So Base Camp for Veterans Inc., or BCI, as we call it all the time, so people know. We provide equine therapy services to veterans and their family members, and we call it a mix of equine therapy and equine-assisted learning or equine experiences, which Theo will delve into. And our goal is really to provide this immersive horsemanship experience through week-long programs that include up to four veterans for each week-long program, and then they can each bring three of their family members. So the focus is really on providing services and reintegration services to the veteran who might be struggling and also the family members who have served as an essential role in either their time in service or after or both. And we really believe that the presence of horses is just incredible when it comes to nonverbal communication and opening up channels of emotional thought and process. And that's the heart of our program. And then we provide ongoing services once the veteran and family member have participated in a week-long program.
And I want to talk more about that when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Buehler-Garcia and Sergeant Rob Brandt sitting in for Bill Buckmaster. Rob, I should let you handle that one. Here on the Buckmaster Show. When we come back, we'll talk more about these great 9/11 Tower Challenge Foundation events, one of the beneficiaries' base camp for veterans, and what you can do to help. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley, proudly announces a second Tucson area location where you'll enjoy locally brewed craft beer and gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and now at the Doubletree Hotel on Alvernon across from Tucson's Reed Park. More on the web at noblehops.com.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
At Tucson International Airport, we are nonstop for our community. Our main priorities are providing a safe and secure travel experience and excellent customer service. We are also nonstop for landing prosperity in Southern Arizona by attracting new flights for business travel and family getaways. When your airport thrives, our community thrives. So fly local, fly TUS. Tucson International Airport is nonstop for Tucson.
Delivering a $2 billion voter-approved regional transportation plan involves complex policy, legal, and financial matters. The Regional Transportation Authority is open to answering any questions you have about delivery of the current RTA 20-year plan or about the development of a new regional transportation plan for the next 20 years. Contact the RTA at info@rtamobility.com. For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners Trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rito River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Welcome back to the Bill Buckmaster Show. This is Ben Buehler-Garcia along with Sergeant Rob Brandt sitting in for Bill in the Green Things Socolo Village Studios. Folks, listen, if you're ready to see a changing of the leaves and some fall colors, it's just the perfect time to plan a cool escape and visit our friends just across the border at Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours away from Tucson with lots of outdoor and historical ventures. Now, I tell you, if you've not seen the beauty of the Gila Wilderness, I highly recommend it, particularly this time of year. It's also fun to explore Silver City's historic downtown area. For a complete listing of things to see and do and all the great places to stay, visit southwestnewmexico.org. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the 9/11 Tower Challenge Foundation and their events coming up. Two beneficiaries this year, the 100 Club of Arizona and Base Camp for Veterans, Inc. And Base Camp's got a really unique program. We've got the two co-founders on with us, Deborah Plum and Theo. Theo, let me ask you this. This is so unique, and I love the horse aspect of this because In effect, the way I see this as an outsider is you're really helping two warriors. You're helping the veterans, mm-hmm. and you're helping these wild Mustangs as well, because as I understand it, eventually they are adopted out to families?
Yeah, that's. I'm glad that you brought up the, you know, helping two warrior aspect, because we also look at it like that. For those people who don't really know about what the Mustang plate really is, you have a lot of these Mustangs that are rounded up through the BLM and sent through the TIP program. That's where our horses actually come from most of the time. And the reason why we think it's such a unique aspect is because these are these wild animals. They've never seen human beings and you know, are generally pretty afraid of them when they see them. And their only experience is being rounded up and, you know, shoved into containers and sent down to the TIP area so that they can be then eventually rehabbed. And we hear a lot of times from our veterans who say that they feel kind of the same way. They were, you know, rounded up, shipped out, and then sent to a foreign land, then brought home, and also having that same experience, even though it's their home, feeling just super unfamiliar with you know, their surroundings. Putting these two elements together really give a good opportunity for the two to develop and grow a trust or a bond with one another. And they can work through different issues together, learning how to you know, trust one another with walking or leading. And then eventually these Mustangs can be trained and learn how to ride. At that point, we do hope that they are found, that they find a new home somewhere else. The veterans can help to decide what that process could look like. Other times our Mustang trainer will typically usually always have a family in queue that's looking for a horse to ride to bring home with them.
Have you, I know you all are relatively new, but have you had one of your veterans actually adopt one of your horses yet? Or would that be something down the line maybe that would be pretty cool?
Well, that would be something down the line pretty cool. But the one thing that we did recently find out is we recently had a veteran who participated in our program. We didn't know this at the time, but he recently had bought one of these horses that had gone through the program with our Mustang trainer before. So whereas that, you know, that horse didn't necessarily, we didn't know at the time that that's where it was going. We do have that connection in the past.
Deborah, give us your website, and I want to clarify to folks that these services that you offer to these veterans, and it's important to say this is not just the veteran themselves, but you integrate the entire family in this curriculum, and it's 100% free of charge to those families, correct?
That's correct. Everything is free of charge. We have the full week program, meals, lodging, everything is included thanks to White Stallion Ranch that houses them. And our website is www.bcampinc.com.
Okay. And how do folks, if they know of a veteran out there who maybe would be appropriate for your programs, can they just sign up there at the website? And do you do this on a quarterly basis or as needed, or how does that work?
So they can sign up. We have an info email. We have a list to subscribe. We also have our application up. We keep it up and we update when the dates are for the next program. But we're constantly receiving applications and we typically respond within a day or two, maybe a little bit more. It's me and Theo sort of behind the scenes here. But we always tell them when we're reviewing applications. So we're going to start reviewing applications for our next program in January this month. So we would respond and tell people, we've got your application, we'll be in touch. And typically the process is that we would respond, we'd ask for a time to speak by phone, do a little bit of an informal interview with the two of us, and then if they want to continue, they'll speak to each of us separately so that Theo has a chance to really evaluate and understand what it is that they want to work on, and then I'll talk a little bit more about the logistics involved and what family members are attending, what they might need from us for support. So it's very much, we're very hands-on in the process.
Well, Deborah and Theo Windisch, thank you so much for joining us, and what a great program you've got going there. And ladies and gentlemen, it's just another program you can support by supporting the Tower Challenge. 100% of the proceeds from this event go to benefit these two charities that you've met today. And I might even come out there and Deborah, and have you introduce me to make sure I know which is the right end of a horse is to approach. But thank you both for being here with us on the Buckmaster Show today.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Rob, you and your committee have been very busy. I want to emphasize again, this is an all-volunteer group. And what are your thoughts? So, folks, now, the the challenge itself. And you heard, ladies and gentlemen, you heard our firefighter, Tim Brown, talk about in the first World Trade Center bombing, he went all the way up to the top of that World Trade Center. That adds up to 2,071 steps. And part of the challenge of the Tower Challenge is we ask people to climb 2,071 steps to memorialize those folks. But let me just say, I can't do 2,071 steps, but it's really not about that, is it, Rob? It's you do what you can.
Absolutely. This year, we're going to be hosting it at the Tucson Convention Center in the arena. It is, the climb itself is 2,071 steps going up, but we also offer the ability for people that might not be up for that challenge to, there's a walking path along the top that people can do as well. And it isn't about the steps as much as getting there, doing something to remember 9/11 and all those who sacrificed and lost their lives. Tim covered a lot of the first responders and firefighters, police, and the first responder community. But there were also a lot of our fellow citizens that became heroes that day. Flight 93 at the Pentagon in New York City. Normal everyday Americans became extraordinary, and we want to remember them as well. And remember all those who have continued to serve and protect our nation and our communities since this event. It's an ongoing effort. It's an ongoing war to keep our folks, our communities, and our nation safe. And that's a lot of effort and work. And we want to remember everybody involved.
And there's still room if people want to do that. And I want to emphasize, the challenge itself is not open to the general public. You can't just wander down to the TCC and go in there to watch this. You have to pre-register, actually, for that and the dinner event as well.
Yes, both are ticketed events. We've been blessed that we're almost at capacity for the challenge itself here in Tucson. You heard Angela earlier from the Hunter Club. Phoenix and Flagstaff are still open, and if you want to get out of the heat and go up to Flagstaff and do it, you're welcome to. But we also have the dinner on the 9th, and I really encourage anybody that would like to come out and remember 9/11, hear some about it, especially if you have a young person in your life that maybe wasn't born or were very young when this occurred. These are the folks that really need to hear the message and understand that what it really is. The coolest thing that came out of 9/11 is the America we were, our country was, right after 9/11. We were more united than at any point I remember in our career or in our history. And I think what's important now is these young people only seem to understand the polarization and the attitude right now. And that's not truly what America is. What we saw after 9/11 was what a true America is.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, Rob. I mean, the dinner, it's a family-friendly event. It's casual. Folks can just come out and hear Tim's great message. And clearly what I took from that is he feels very strongly about educating these next generations. And for $45, that's a good opportunity to do
Absolutely.
That. And now, I want to say, though, I've seen your silent auction list. And there's also, let's be fair, there's some pretty cool stuff that people can get at the auction there. And again, all the proceeds go to benefit these two charities.
Indeed. No, we have some really cool items. I think people enjoy their time there. Hearing Tim's story, we have some entertainment and a fabulous meal. And I will let the listeners know that BBG here is kind of playing it cool, but he's been a very big part of the 9/11 Tower Challenge Foundation for a long time. And personally, I'm very grateful for all his help and support.
That's just because you needed more short people on the committee, Rob. So for people to understand there, we need a guy who's fat with bad knees who can't do 2,071 steps. So I represent that demographic, and I'm proud to do
that's
so.
That's all right. It takes all kinds of kinds, brother.
There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, you can learn more. Visit 911towerchallengefoundation.org. You can sign up for both these events. I really want to encourage you to, Tim Brown, such a powerful story. You know, come out and support the event. Get those tickets as soon as you can. Deadline for reservations is coming up this weekend, so we'd love to see from you, hear from you before that. Bill, thank you for giving us the opportunity to share the microphone here on your show today. And ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy a safe Labor Day weekend. You can find this podcast and others at thebuckmastershow.com. Of course, tune in to KVOI every week here, Tucson's trusted source for local news and talk. Rob, any last thoughts for our listeners?
Just even if you don't come out to our events, take a few minutes on September 11th and just remember and maybe say a prayer for all those that are still out there doing it and for the memory of those who are no longer with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a privilege to share these stories and this show with you today. Please be safe out there, and we'll see you back soon on the Bill Buckmeister Show. Take care.